This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Tim Dean, who's the founder and CEO of a business called Credi, C-R-E-D-I. G'day, Tim.
G'day.
Now, it's the bank of mum and dad, which is quite a big bank in Australia, is it not?
Well, everywhere, really. The so-called bank of mum and dad is rated in various economies as a top 10 financial institution, which is kind of bizarre, but there you go. Yes, definitely.
So let's go back a bit. What was the idea that you had? And why did you have it? How come you had the idea?
The idea came from being a dad. I'm a father of four. And after one more telephone conversation with a 25-year-old, I mean, whenever he rang, I always knew by the pause how much money he needed. Yeah, short pause, not much. Long pause, I knew I was in for a lot of trouble. And as a parent, you want to help your children out and lend to them. But the money chat always gets in the way, and it's something you want to avoid, and it causes friction. So I thought, well, I'm probably going to be doing this for a while with four boys. Let's see if we can get it right. So I went looking to see if there's a platform, an internet of something that could help me out, and there wasn't.
But what did you want? What sort of, when you say a platform, what exactly did you think was needed?
Yeah, I wanted something that enabled me to construct a loan, an easy loan with my son, and to communicate it, to negotiate the loan without us having to have endless telephone calls, and then have a written agreement so we both knew where we stood. And then best of all and most of all, when it was in place and I was being repaid back for, say, a car or a laptop, I didn't want to have to keep reminding him or feeling that he had forgotten or whatever, so we could manage the transactions. I mean, let's be honest, you know, I always intended to let him off at some stage. I just wanted to make sure he was up for the agreement, and that's what we built.
What was your job at the time?
I was in the lending industry. I was in the microfinance marketplace.
Right, so similar, obviously.
Well, yes, definitely. Financial technology, or fintech as it's now called. Look, I've been in this marketplace for a while. I mean, I started in when it was called accounting software with an international firm. So technology isn't new to me. Lending to children certainly became that, though.
So how did you go about creating the business?
Well, it started with a good idea, and before I sort of got too far into it, I went to RMIT, a Great Melbourne institution, and I asked them to research the subject. The report they wrote had a great title, Lending to Friends and Family, an Invisible Phenomena, if I can say it. And, you know, that lit the fires for me, and then followed that up with a technical specification from a banking consultancy firm in Sydney. And that gave us the sort of platform to say, okay, there's something there, there's a market, there's a need. Yes, we can build it. And then we spent a year and a half building it before we launched in March of this year.
So what did you build? I mean, what exactly does the website do?
The platform is a personal loan management toolkit for everybody. So in essence, an individual can log on, sign on, and then build a loan that they either want to ask for from a friend or colleague or offer to the same. It has a wide degree of flexibility because, let's face it, you know, when people lend to each other, they don't do it the same way as a bank does. It's not linear. You know, they don't often think in terms of interest rates. They may say, look, if I can borrow $10,000, can I pay you $500 for the privilege? So they don't think in a traditional sense, or can I borrow some money now and can I start paying you back in 6 months' time and then lump sum at the end? So we built a package that could cater for that sort of that flexibility. Then, of course, once you've agreed, and then there's an interesting jump in point there. You send it out to someone who can help you or can't help you, and you can say yes or you can say no. And often it's better to digitally say yes or no than maybe a face-to-face conversation. It avoids the embarrassment of having to talk about it.
So the loan's constructed more by the potential borrowers or the lenders?
We found that at the moment, the lenders are taking more of a use of the product, I'd say 60 to 40%. The lenders obviously want to lend the money, but they want to document the process.
Is it mostly to children by parents?
Our average, and of course averages can be misleading, our average lender is 47 and our average borrower is 27. So I'd say if 27 is a child, then yes, but I'd say it's baby boomers to millennials, I'd say.
Right. And how do you make money?
We make money by charging a subscription model. So the user of the product will pay a flat fee of $10 to set up the loan and once it's e-signed, and then a monthly subscription of $4. And the borrower and the lender can choose who pays. So I could say, look, I'll lend you the money, but can you carry the subscription for me? Or I'd like to borrow the money. I'll carry the subscription fee either way.
So do the borrowers tend mostly to carry the subscription fee?
Yes, I think they do. I think they're happy to wear that. I mean, it's not exactly a huge cost. And look, the alternative, there's two alternatives, really. One is you just don't do it, which, as we know, can lead to a whole lot of strife down the line, where people forget what they've said they were going to do. They change their recollection of what they said they were going to do, or go to a lawyer. I mean, taking a father and son, or a father and son and in a partnership, down to a lawyer for maybe a $3,000, $5,000 loan is probably not appropriate to the relationship. And, you know, then there's a cost. I mean, get one lawyer, you have to get two. So we sit with the transaction where maybe the legal alternative is not appropriate to the relationship, and certainly the cost is somewhat prohibitive.
So what do you do for an ongoing subscription? Because obviously setting up the loan is a once-off cost. What's the ongoing service that you provide?
We had the opportunity to survey our client base. We've got just under 2,000 people on the platform so far. And we kind of went out to them a short while ago and said, well, what do you like best or what do you not like best? And the functionality that they thought had a great utility was the ongoing management of the loan. So that's repayment reminders. Changing the calculations in terms of if someone pays early, pays late, et cetera, et cetera. So it's the repayment management that really is the utility that the subscription model covers.
Reminders. Basically, that's the thing.
Yeah, that is the thing. I mean, look, I'll tell you a story from my own experience, from my said 25-year-old. Lending the money in the past used to be the case of I was probably last in line. Because it was informal, it was dad. Since we sort of moved a couple of loans onto the platform, he's never been late. Or if he was going to be late by a day, he'd actually already had a reminder and he let me know. So it was in that degree of communication that the whole friction and angst of lending to people that you meet on a day-to-day basis goes away. And in fact, that means you can get on with meeting them down the pub without having in the back of your mind, yeah, I hope they're okay for the money. Because frankly, that would be in the back of your mind unless you knew it was being taken care of. So credit kind of takes care of the transaction between people who are well known to each other and lets them get on with life. So you avoid that meeting at the pub when someone says, oh, really, we're here to talk about money. Well, let's just get on with life and let a platform take care of it.
So you've been going since April 2017. How many loans have you got on the platform now?
So we've got about 2,000 people on the platform with about 500 active loans. That's live. So there are a number that are pending and going through the process. People may issue a loan and take a while to get used to it or get ready to pull the trigger, for want of a better word.
Is that on business plan?
Say again, sir?
Is that on business plan? Are you where you expected to be?
Oh, way beyond. We had no idea as to what the average size of the loan was going to be. And in fact, the average size of the loan to date is $60,000. So these are loans that are not inconsequential. And they cover everything from property transactions to cars to debt consolidation, maybe a parent paying off a credit card at a better rate. So yes, we're probably ahead of plan in terms of the volume.
How many of the loans are interest-free and how many carry interest?
Obviously, that's kind of confidential information in the sense, but a rough check of our data tells me that the interest rate is less than 2%. So, and on average, a lot of them are zero.
Them would be interest free.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So from the lender's perspective, it's more about one, issuing the loan, two, documenting, three, managing it, rather than making money out of a friend.
So you're growing quite quickly, aren't you? What's the total value of the loans on your books now?
It's about $500 short of $50 million.
Right. And that's surprising, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's really surprised us. And look, it'll continue. We did a soft launch in New Zealand about a month ago, and that will expand. And then
just before you came in here, you were talking to America.
Yes. So, well, as of mid next month, we will be available to be used in 67 countries. And why 67? Because they're all English speaking. So we've got a platform that can be used globally. So we're off to the UK in February to launch there, and then we'll tackle the US after February. So that should change. And actually,
is there nothing like what you're doing in those countries now?
Nope. Not at all. Every day I open the press and get the news feeds in and fully expect to see somebody doing something similar. But I think a lot of people are focused on traditional lending, so obtaining funds and then lending to other people. For us, the money that's lent is the individuals. There's no formal credit decisioning. The decision to lend is down to the relationship between the parties. And as RMIT told us, the individuals are going to do those loans anyway. What we provide is an end-to-end solution that's cost-effective, available 24/7, and meets the objectives of the parties.
Well, great to talk to you, Tim. What an excellent idea you had.
Thank you very much indeed.
I've been talking to Tim Dean, who's the founder of a business called Credi.com, C-R-E-D-I.